There's been a grim report coming out of Iraq, but Christians are mobilized on the ground in the Middle East to meet the needs who've been traumatized at the hands of ISIS. Plus, it doesn't matter what age you are, there's always a way to take an active role in reaching people for Christ. Students, we've got a special message for you coming up. But for our first story, ISIS is very near their goal of erasing Christians and Yazidis from their historic homelands. Former U.S. Congressman Frank Wolf last week urged Congress toward immediate action on the Genocide Accountability Bill. Kristen Wright with Open Doors USA says,
I think a lot of people don't realize that just because ISIS is being pushed back in certain areas, that doesn't mean that the threat is over. In fact, as we're witnessing firsthand, the hour is late right now for Christians and for Yazidis in the region. And that's because many are realizing that the only option that they have is to leave Iraq if they want education for their children, security, a future.
See, Open Doors is working on the ground in Iraq, providing food, education, and some Christ-centered counseling for those who've been traumatized. They've also started a petition where you can advocate to your government on the behalf of the Christians and Yazidis.
It actually originated with Christians on the ground in Iraq, where we went firsthand and asked them, what would you like to see and hear as far as action from our government officials at the United Nations and at the highest levels of government around the world?
So it is a dire situation, but that doesn't mean you can't make a difference. In fact, you can sign the petition or find other ways to be a voice for the voiceless. For links and details, go to missionnews.org. Next, in many ways, the Great Commission is a task of intention and urgency. This is especially true when it comes to Bible translation. Bruce Smith, president and CEO of Wycliffe Associates, recently shared some exciting news.
We have helped to launch 383 new Bible translations over the past 12 months. So that's an unprecedented pace of new Bible translation starts. What it has actually done is actually increase the demand for support from language groups that are still without scripture who are looking for help starting their translations.
So don't get lost in the numbers, but Smith says they have a backlog of about 600 groups waiting for assistance getting their own translation project started. To meet that need, Wycliffe Associates is picking up the pace, and in less than 90 days, they're working to launch hundreds of new projects, mostly concentrated in Asia and Africa. But with this audacious goal comes a great need for people like you to walk with them in support.
We're excited that God has opened these doors, and we see God's provision sort of increasing every day. And so this is a great season for people to become involved in Bible translation and come alongside of us.
An InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is inching toward hosting Urbana 18, a college student missions conference. Now, the conference is held every 3 years in St. Louis, Missouri, and is considered one of the largest student missions conferences in North America. InterVarsity's Joyce Hindarto shares.
So the upcoming Urbana 18 is actually the 25th conference that we will have. Its focus is really on inviting the student generation to give their whole lives to God's global mission. So the focus is two things: students, global missions.
And Urbana 18 will look at how the Book of Revelation teaches this.
Our desire is that the Book of Revelation would offer a renewed perspective for this generation to see Jesus Christ as the Lord and King, the fact that he will come in all his power and glory to redeem and renew us and to bring his kingdom on earth. The Book of Revelation also has elements of how the Holy Spirit actually play a role in orchestrating the redemption.
InterVarsity and Urbana staff members are already covering this conference in prayer, and they're asking that you pray for God to plant seeds in students' hearts now. To learn more about Urbana 18 or for the links to register for the conference, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Christian Aid Mission is offering a free ebook called Finishing the Task. It chronicles the lives of 9 Native missionaries working at some of the most dangerous places on earth. The stories bring to life what it means to take the good news of the Savior to every tongue, tribe, and nation. For your free copy, click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.